Blog Talk Radio.
Head of Astroline 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and another great back tonight on the Supernatural. The psychic radio station. We do readings, free readings, tarot card ruins, oracle cards. We do all folk collages. But tonight, what I'd like to talk about is I would like to talk a little bit about the tarot and oracle deck. What I like to talk about is about the tarot, is you have different kinds of pictures, just like a soul collage. Each picture has a meaning. Like, first, if you were to ask about your career, then you would be pulling, if you pull the card, you'll pull a card that would be the wands, because the wands represent your career. If you're talking about relationship, then you may pull a card that has to do that's called the lovers, which is part of the major arcana in the tarot. You'll see the lovers, you'll see the death card. And that's what the major arcana is. And every tarot deck, doesn't matter what tarot deck you get, it'll mean the same thing. But it looks like, right now, it looks like we have some callers from the 111 area. And we're going to go ahead and do a tarot card reading for this person. If this person would like a reading, let's go with the 111 area. Please state your name, where you're from.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So this is Sheena from Florida, and I've called in before, but it's been a while. So I'm glad
I'm glad you
took my call. Thank you for taking my call. So
I'm glad that you called in tonight.
Huh?
So I'm glad that you called in tonight.
Oh, thank you. So my question is a relationship question.
Okay.
I have a situation where I just reconnected with a young man, and I was told in the past this man could possibly be like my twin flame or whatever. But it took a little effort on my behalf to reconnect with him, and then when we finally did, he pulled back. So I guess I need some understanding of what's going on with him.
Okay.
And, you know, if it's, you know, going to move forward in a positive way.
All right. Well, it looks like what I pulled on the card was the Two of Cups.
Okay.
And the Two of Cups represent romance, as you know. It represents a start of a new reunion of a friendship or possible relationship.
Okay.
And I do actually see some cooperation here coming up really soon.
Oh, wow,
with this
good
person. Yeah, have
okay
you been having communication problems?
Yes, I don't know if he's going through something, but I think, you know, he tried to call me Sunday, and I missed his call. And when I tried to call him back, he didn't answer. And it seemed to me he was upset because he forwarded my call. So I'm like, well, obviously he's upset because, you know, if you call me and I miss your call and I try to call you back like 10 minutes later and you just don't answer, and he didn't answer for like 2 days and I haven't talked to him since. So that's kind of confusing when, you know, because it seemed to me like he was excited about, you know, reconnecting with me, and then, you know, just this one little thing.
But then it didn't manifest for you is what you're saying. Okay, so what I'm kind of getting is that he's like a yo-yo. He's kind of just bouncing back and forth right now. Does that make sense?
Okay. When you say he's bouncing back and forth, is that physically or like mentally?
Like mentally.
Oh, okay.
Because what I told him is the Ace of Swords.
Uh-huh.
So it has to do with something mentally.
Oh, okay. You feel this person has love for me?
What's that?
Do you feel like this person could possibly be a twin flame or has love for me?
It could be very possible that both of you are twin flames. Because I'm getting the Two of Wands. That's a twin flame card.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that could be very possible that he could be your twin flame.
I mean, connection is very, very strong.
Right.
And it's intense, like, for me. For me, it's very intense, and I'm pretty sure it's the same way for him. And I've been doing, like, my research on twin flames. So the connection is there. I just got a little confused about it. But you say you see him cooperating. You think it's another woman in his life right now?
Could you hold on just 1 minute?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just had to plug in my speakers. Okay. What was your question?
Do you think that he's pulling back because there's maybe possibly another woman that he's involved with?
Well, it's very interesting you would say that because I did a bit pull a card that represented a woman, female. And I didn't know if that represented you or another female.
Oh, okay.
But right now, I don't see anything serious.
Yeah, no, it's not serious.
I don't see any serious with this female in him.
Oh, okay. So, it's uncomfortable a little bit because I know I need to give him his space, but that feels uncomfortable. to reconnect, and then for someone to pull back and to just, you know, not be concerned or whatever. Like, do you have any suggestions of how I should, like, handle that when he does that?
Well, what is he, you mean as far as him not communicating or what?
Yeah, like when he, you know, pulls back like that.
Well, you have to kind of think about what's causing him to pull back. You know,
okay.
You have to think about, is it the fear of being happy? Is it the fear of him suppressing something or a memory? It could be a thousand things why he's pulling back, you know?
Right. That's what's confusing. I'm like, I thought everything was okay, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to look at myself and say, well, something's wrong with me. Maybe it's something I did.
Right.
And it's hard not to blame myself.
Well, it's very hard, you know, and the main thing is you just have to realize that you've gone through a transition right now, gone through some changes. So I pulled a card on him, and it shows changes. It says something about a birth of a child, something that he's going through, and it has to
be some
changes that he's gone through. Yeah. Well, he don't have a child, but he's gone through some changes.
Oh, yes, he does. He does. He has a little boy.
Oh, does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's what I was talking about.
And not only that, it's like, he was honest with me about, well, he said that he was friends with a female, and, you know, so I didn't take it to be serious, but I recently found out that this female is pregnant.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, well, is that his, you know, like, is he, you don't just be friends or be talking to a female that's pregnant. Unless that's your kid.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of interesting that came up.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Wow. So are there any other cards that came up? Is that just the Two of Cups?
Well,
and the Changes card.
I've seen some other cards too. The other card I pulled was the Devil card.
Okay.
I don't know if that has to do with usually there has to be with temptation. Like, have you been tempted to do something?
Me or him?
Uh-huh. Either you or him.
No, I haven't been. I don't think I have been tempted to do anything. The only thing I've been tempted to do is try to, you know, reconnect with him.
Right. But do you feel like it's for your highest good? Be with him, or do you feel like there's some temptation there?
No, not at all. Like, I'm single right now. I'm totally single, and for me, it's not a temptation. You know, this young man, I really do care for this young man.
Okay, so your intentions are good, but so it's probably could be talking about him. Whether, you know, or it could even mean both of you that you'll both be tempted. Maybe it's
okay.
A warning card telling you to be careful.
Right.
Usually when that card comes up, it usually means betrayal, but, you know, whenever you see the devil.
Right, like that's like scary. Like, I don't know. Just one last question. Do you see it like turning into a permanent situation with me and him? A more permanent engagement, possibly marriage or a move in?
Well, I do see the Seven of Cups. That has to do with marriage. So, yeah, there could be a possibility of a marriage. I don't know if it's with him or not, but in your future card, I actually see the, you know, that's where I see the marriage card, where it's laid out.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know if you have other callers, but I would definitely like you want you to get to your other calls, and I appreciate you for taking my call, and I'll probably be checking back in with you, keeping you updated.
Well, like I say, I don't know if it's him or not, but it could, you know, there's a possibility it could be him, but he has gone through some changes. Usually
okay.
What a birth to a child means, it usually means a new beginning, like starting over.
Right.
In your life, you're going through a cycle. And usually the devil card usually means transformation as well.
Okay, so it's not a bad card. That's not a bad card.
Not always. But it is a warning sign to beware of temptation.
Okay. Well, all righty. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Feel free to call him anytime.
Okay. Good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Let's go to the next caller from the 302 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi there.
How
can I assist you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to get a general reading, you know, if you could just pull some cards on me, because I could use some clarity, and especially the finance area.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay. So you just want to know about your finances?
Yeah, for the most part, because when, you know, with that, it kind of affects and trickle down to a lot of other areas in my life. So if I could work those out and see what's going on with those, you know, we could have some other areas to be listed.
Okay. All right. Well, are you thinking of, what are you doing right now, like, with your career? Because I'm pulling the Ace of Wands.
Okay.
And usually, like, that has to do with career,
mm-hmm.
like a start of a new enterprise. Are you thinking about a change of career?
Not a change of career, but no, not necessarily a change of career. I made some changes in recent months. I did, you know, decide to spend more time doing the things that I know I'm good at.
All right. So a change of position, but not a change of career.
Recently I did the career that I've been in for a very long time, casework, I got out of that. Not necessarily by choice, but I started, you know, putting a lot more energy into my own business, and it hasn't been very beneficial. It hasn't worked out the way that I've anticipated or planned for it to work out.
Right. Well, we know that everything happens for a reason. There'd be a reason why it didn't work out, because it wasn't the right timing.
Right.
But I do see a change of position, but in the same lines of your career.
Okay.
Just because it's something that you have a passion for.
Okay.
And then you got the star card. That has a lot to do with good faith. That means you have a lot of faith in what you do. Confidence. That's a good wish card. Meaning that card is beneficial for you. So it's kind of a takeoff with your career. And then you got the Ten of Wands. That means that things are going to move forward for you and move quicker, because things have been really slow down for you. Do you have any questions for that, or should I continue?
Well, yeah, no, I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just kind of reading through the cards here. So I laid them all out. Five of Cups. That has to do with finances. Has to do with money coming in unexpectedly. And sometimes it represents an inheritance of money, or investment in real estate. This has a lot to do with the Ten of Pentacles. It's the same card as the Ten of Pentacles. And then you got the Two of Coins, but that one has a lot to do with balancing your money. But it shows that card's upright, so that means you're going to balance out your finances. So you got a lot of good cards here in your favor. And then you got the Ace of Swords upright. That means you've been thinking positively. And then you got the Three of Cups. That means that you've had some hard times in the past. And that one means, that just means not to concentrate on the past, just concentrate on what's in front of you right now, that you can deal with small things. And I'm also getting that you're a multitasker, so I'm getting the 12 of Cups. So you're you like to multitask.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you find yourself getting enough rest?
No. I'm up now. It's 2 o'clock, almost 2 o'clock in the morning here.
Okay. So it's time to need more rest. That one has to do with the Seven of Cups. Okay, that has to do with your health. That means your health is not as good as it should be.
It's what?
You've been under a lot of stress.
Yes.
And then you got the Three of Swords. That has to do with a broken heart or a relationship.
Yes.
Have you had problems with that?
Oh, yes. I ended that today, as a matter of fact.
Okay. And what was going on with that?
It started off as a very, very wonderful friendship, and it evolved into a romantic relationship, and it should have never done that. So for the last 2 years, it's been very tumultuous. Is that the word, tumultuous? It's been up and down. It's been a lot of problems. Tumultuous. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
But I did some energy work tonight and today to release that and to let go of that relationship totally and to put my eyes on something different and just move forward.
Okay.
How do you see that working
out? Definitely shows a lot of cups around you. That's probably why.
A lot of what?
A cups.
Okay.
That has to do with emotion.
Okay.
So this retrograde was very emotional for you. That affected you emotionally.
Yes.
It affected me health-wise, but it really hasn't done that before, like it has with some Saturn retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury mainly affected my throat last retrograde. I had a lot of throat problems.
Okay.
This one has been more affected you emotionally and more financially.
Oh, it tore me up financially.
Because I see more money going out than coming in.
Yeah.
And usually when I see the card, the Eight of Pentacles upside down, that usually means it affected you financially. So what I would like you to do is, you don't have to believe that it's witchcraft or anything like that, but, I really don't even consider it witchcraft, to be honest with you, but because witchcraft to me is when you start chanting and you start doing spells and things like that. But what I would like you to do is I would like you to get a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And light it on a, well, I wouldn't do it on a full moon. I would do it on maybe a half a moon, if you
okay.
can. Get a candle that has green on top and black on the bottom.
Okay.
And this would really help me bring in more of the cash flow. I was at the point of losing my job. I lit the candle and I got my job back.
Okay.
So what is it? What it does is it just stops people from trying to prevent you from moving forward.
Okay.
And some people can stop your abundance. Some people can stop because they're jealous of you or they're envious of you because you're actually accomplishing things.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of project that out into the universe and they stop you from achieving. And to me, I call those psychic vampires, but some people would call them different, Yeah, so you want to get a green on top, black on bottom, and what it will do is it will reverse any bad karma back to that person, and good things to come to you.
Okay.
So you want to light it, and you want to write down on a piece of paper what you want to come back to you and how it's going to help you financially. So that the money flow in and not flow out.
So write down on a piece of paper what?
What, you know, what you want. I mean, basically what kind of money or, you know, abundance that you want in your life.
Okay.
And you light it, and then you clear your mind, concentrate, and see all the wonderful things that you would like to come back into your life, money-wise, and relationship. Because relationship and money go hand in hand, because it's all part of your abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of a spiritual person than I am a Christian person, but I can only say that I do believe in some of the things that the Bible talks about, just because it has so much revelation. And what it says in the Bible is it talks about that God wants us all to have an abundant life.
Yeah.
And so you basically, when you pray, ask God to bring abundance back into your life.
Okay.
Meaning you didn't lose it. It's still there, but you're just asking it to come back because other people have taken it from you. And some people do it unintentionally. Some people, you know, maybe at your job or maybe someone's jealous of you, or they pray bad things on you. I call it the evil eye.
Yes.
So you need to bring back the, you know, that abundance.
I agree. So when should I burn the candle? Because we just had a full moon.
Burn it. Yeah, usually on a half of a moon. Usually if you get like an astrology chart, it'll tell you when the best times to do it. But I just usually go off by my intuition when the light mine.
Okay. And should this be a 7-day candle, or should it just be one candle that just burns? And burn it completely?
Yeah, it's a 7-day candle.
Okay.
It don't have to be, like, really big, but get you a candle. It's called a double action candle.
It's called a what?
Look for the green on the top and black on the bottom.
Okay.
And you can get these online, or you can get them pretty much at any metaphysical shop.
Okay.
And I recommend them because they've really helped me. I mean, they brought me a new lover. They brought me my job back. My finances started getting more back in order. Just when I thought I was down to my last dollar, I had like $60 in my wallet after I lit the candle. So, you
I'm
know,
at
80. It's just,
I'm at 80.
It will bring back that flow of abundance
okay.
for you.
Okay.
It works miracles, believe me.
Well, I hope this half moon is very soon because I want to do this one.
I'm very
contemplating
on buying another one because it really helped me.
Yeah, I'm excited about
especially
what you're saying to me.
This hard retrograde that we were in.
Yeah, it ends today, right?
It ends today, yes, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. God have mercy. You know, God is good, and He will bring you your abundance, and what is that saying goes, all is well.
Thank you.
Always
so much.
Tell yourself that all is well.
You know, last night I went to bed sending love to Mercury, to planet Mercury. You know, because you know, although things happen to us, you know, and like you said, emotionally it really began to work on me. When I get like this, I can't even go out of the house. I can't leave the house, which affects my money. And, of course, my money was really impacted. But I sent love to Mercury simply because, you know, no matter what we've been going through, I can imagine what, you know, going backwards. Retrograde means going backwards, right?
Yeah.
So I can imagine, like, you know, having to stop and shift your energy backwards and, you know, how, you know, if there is any life there, you know, what they had to go through. I just began to send love to the universe and to Mercury for what, you know, it had to go through and trying to, because, you know, it did really, really affect me, as you said, and I just wanted to, you know, send love. And
right.
I really woke up feeling a lot different today, a lot better. So I'm just constantly in a state of, you know, acceptance and appreciation and thanks. Even though financially things look so really, really destitute, I have children and I have a home and, you know, I have bills that are piling. And it's not just this month, but it's been for a few months, but this month has been the absolute worst. And someone tonight told me that evil eye was being, you know, directed straight at me so that my money would go out the door. And
right.
And that was one of the reasons why I made the choice to end this relationship the way I did, because it wasn't in my highest good, so, you know, yeah. So everything that you said was really on point, and, you know, I really do appreciate, you know, you taking the time and doing this, and, you know, I've done some money manifestation work myself, and, you know, I really believe that all of that's going to come. You said inheritance, you know, although I wouldn't want someone to pass on, but if they do, I would pray that they would, you know, think about me, because I don't have many family members left that would do that, but, you know, you just never know what would happen, where it would come from, and how, you know, people would bless you even as they transition to the other side. So, I did some meditation work on a will that I believe in my heart, truly in my heart, that was stolen and hidden from me.
Right.
Do you see anything with that?
You mean through your mad relationship, or?
No, well, actually, this is. It was actually through this will would have been through my father, or from my father. But I feel like the will. I'm kind of shifting that question, because everything that I asked initially, you have totally addressed, and I thank you for that. But I wanted to, because last night I did some work as well, to find out if truly this will existed. I was told that there was no will, but in my heart, I feel that the will was hidden intentionally from me, so that, you know, people could reap the rewards without me, you know, contesting or having a say in anything, because I was very young when my father passed away. So my question is, do you feel like, you know, there is a will, and that there will, that the will was intentionally hidden from me. And if it will be revealed.
Well, according to this card, it says a secret will soon be discovered. So what does that tell you?
Huh?
And according to this card, it says a secret will soon be discovered. So what does that tell you?
Wow. Yeah. You know, this is really, really good. And with that, in that line, you know, one of the questions is, you know, is my father truly my father? You know?
Right.
Do you see anything with that? I mean, because there's two questions, one about the will, and then, like, my father, is he truly my father?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But I think you knew that.
I wanted to know that he was, but our blood does not match. Our bloodline doesn't match. And, you know, in my heart, Spirit has told me that because I am different, because I have been, I guess, I don't know, I don't want to sound too weird, but I was chosen to be separated, that they intentionally did this physical manifestation of a different bloodline so that I would realize that that family, although, yes, he is my father, that, you know, I needed to step away from them because they were very deceitful and hurtful. And I don't know, because, like I said, my blood, you know, when I get my blood test done, it is totally in contrast to my father's, but I look just like my father. My children look just like my father, but my children's blood and my blood are completely different than any of my parents. And so with that, what manifests in the blood test says that he's not supposed to be my father, or my mother's not supposed to be my mother. So it's one or the other.
Wow, it sounds like you got it all mixed up.
Yeah, you understand? I mean, and so
yeah.
I've truly been working on, you know, letting go of the past, because a lot of that has led me to be able to make poor choices about relationships, which led me to this place where finances are being affected because, you know, the evil eye is being placed on me out of hatred, you know, out of jealousy, because, you know, people do love me and they do want me. Even if I don't want them, they still want me.
Right.
So, I thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're pretty good at what you do. I like it.
I know. It's almost like calling up your Social Security office and they're telling you all the stuff. That's
yes.
What it feels like sometimes when people ask me all these questions. It's like, hey.
You know, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just play that music in the background while you're waiting.
Some elevator
service.
Music would be good, right?
Yeah, probably would be.
But no, that's really good. I actually do have a show myself. And, you know, one of the questions that was posed tonight was, you know, do you read yourself?
Right.
And I said no. I mean, you know, because I'm too emotionally connected to
right
questions. So no. And
well,
I'm
that's
very
the problem right there. You know, you really can't read yourself.
Right. So you have to, even if you're a light worker yourself, even if you do this yourself, you still have to go. I mean, we're not an island. We still have to go and get the help that we need from our fellow light workers, you know.
Exactly.
And I thank you. I thank you so much for, you know, standing in the gap for me tonight, because I really, really needed to hear that. I did make a lot of changes tonight, spiritually. I disconnected from that person, and I do feel freer. I do feel free. I know it worked, and I know that that is a thing of the past.